Okay. In the afternoon. Okay, we were holding in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Right by the top of the top line, in the middle of the Mishnah. So Eilu Shechayavim B'Kalbein. The following people are chayiv to give a kalbein, which is like some type of little service charge, some type of little addition that they gave together with the shekel. We'll see in the Gemara there's two possible reasons why they gave the kalbein. Either was just like a processing fee. Let's say when you gave a not exact change and they had to change it, so in order to take care of that fee of exchanging the coin from the, let's say, a full seller to half a shekel or two dinarim to a half a shekel, so they gave that little fee in order to pay for that exchange. Ve'elu shechayavim bekalbin. So the following people, when they give their shkalim, they have to pay a kalbin. Leviim beYisraelim begerim va'avodim meshichorim. So these people who we learned in the previous Mishnah are machuiv to give shkalim. Leviim Yisraelim, even gerim or avodim who are freed. So now they have to pay the kalbin if they don't give exact change. Avol lo kehanim, but not kehanim, benoshim va'avodim uktanim or noshim avodim uktanim, because all these people are not really mechuyev. So whatever they give is hakol revach. So we're not going to make them pay on top of that the service fee. Hashekel ayidei kohen. Let's say a person gives a shekel for a kohen. If I decide to give a shekel on behalf of a kohen, or ayidei isha, or on behalf of an isha, ayidei eved, ayidei katan, Potter, he's also Potter from giving the kalbin. And the reason is, we don't look at the person who's paying, we look at the person who's being paid for, whose chiyuv it is. And since it's the kayin's chiyuv, or the isha's chiyuv, and the evet's chiyuv, etc., so since they wouldn't have to pay a kalbin, so the person who's paying on behalf of them also doesn't have to pay a kalbin. However, a regular person who's chayiv gives a full sela for half for himself and half for a friend of his, a different Yisrael. Then chayiv b'kalbin echad, he pays one kalbin. He pays one service charge for the both. Remeir says that no, he pays two service charges, one for his and one for his friends. And from here we'll see in the Gemara that obviously Remeir had a whole different understanding of why you pay a kalbin, not just the service charge. Because if it's a service charge, there should only be one lechayra. You're taking one sell and breaking it in half, so it's one transaction, so there should only be one service charge. So we'll see in the Gemara why their mayor had a different shita. Hanoisein sella v'noitel shekel. Someone who gives a sella to hektish and gets a shekel change, chayish nekolbinus, has to pay two kolbinus, two service charges, one for the fact that he's giving a sella and one for the fact that he's taking a shekel back. Because that he's taking a shekel back change. So therefore he pays a total of two. And again, we're going to see in the Gemara whose shita is this. Is this according to the Tanakhama or is this according to a mayor? Hashekel ayidei ani. Someone who gives a shekel for an ani. Let's say there's an ani who can't afford to pay a shekel, so someone else gives on his behalf. Ayidei shcheinei, or for his neighbor. Ayidei beniri, someone else in his city. The way the Mepharshim explained, all these people would have not given had he not given on their behalf. So in all these cases, since he's kind of like donating for them, so it's similar to what we said before, a guy who's giving for a kohen and Eved Isha, since he's giving something the Hekdesh would have otherwise not gotten, so it's Hakol Revach to Hekdesh, so they're not going to charge the extra service fee on top of it. So Potter, he's Potter from paying the kalbin. However,
can't people play games like somebody will go ahead and say, you do it for me, so they'll collude and they'll save the service charge?
we'll see in a minute why that's not going to work, but theoretically, maybe an Echanami. But they could play the games and Echanami. They wouldn't have to pay the service charge if they did that. I mean, they could all come with exact change also and not have to pay the service charge. So you're not really gaining much, but... However, Vim Hilvon Chayiv, if you loaned them the money, then they're Chayiv. Meaning, if you're paying for them and you're not expecting to get it back, like, kind of like Staka, so then what you're doing is benefiting Hektish, and therefore they didn't charge you the service charge. But if you loan them, so then it's just like Kilu, they themselves are paying.
Right.
So, and therefore, in such a case, they would have to pay the Kavan. So based on that, going back to Shmuel's question, could Reuven just say, I'm paying for Shimon, Shimon say, I'm paying for Reuven, that would basically be like loaning each other money. You lay out the money for me, and then I'll eventually pay you back by paying your chiyuv, so then over there it's not going to help. Ha'achin ha'shutafin, brothers who are shutzim. So there's two ways that brothers could be shutzim. Their father passed away, there's an estate, so kol zman, they didn't split up the estate, so they're shutzim in the estate. Then they could be shutzim that they already split up the estate. Reuven has his individual money, Shimon has his individual money, and they decided to become partners. They decided to join together and become partners. So ha'achin ha'shutafim, the brothers were shutzim, shechayavim bekalbun, at a time that they're chayav to pay the service charge, patur mimayser behema, they're potter from mayser behema. When they're chayiv to pay ma'aser behema p'turim min ha'kalbin, then they're potter from paying the service charge. And the Gemara is going to explain that before they split up the Yerusha, when it's an estate, so at that point in time, they're potter from ha'kalbin, because it's not like they themselves are paying the shkalim, it's like the estate's paying the shkalim, but at that point in time, they're chayiv and ma'aser behema. If they split up the estate already and then they made a regular partnership, so then it's the opposite, since it's they themselves who are paying, so they would be chayav to pay a kalbun, but at that point in time, there would be potter from Maaser Behemah, because, like the Gemara Darshan and Chumim, that shutvim are potter from Maaser Behemah. The kalmahu kalbun, how much is this kalbun, this service charge? Ma'al kesef, one ma'al of kesef de remer, that's the shita remer, v'chamayim chati ma'al, half a ma'al of kesef. Says the Gemara, afal pishamu, so the beginning of the Mishnah, the part that we did yesterday, the Mishnah says, even though we said, eim emashkin, and you don't take a mashkin from nashem avadim ketanim, nonetheless, if they give shkalam, we accept from them. So from the fact that you have to tell me that if they give shkalam, we're allowed to accept from them, that implies, halatfoya eim tevin, that we don't ask them to give shkalim, because if you would ask them to give shkalim, you don't have to tell me that if they give, we'd accept them. Obviously, we're asking them to give. So from here, we see that we're not only will we not punish ketanim for not giving, but we won't even ask them to give lechatchila. So that's a stira, because that the previous Mishnah we said otherwise. Hacha at amar, over here we said tayvin, that meaning the previous Mishnah. Halacha Gimel, we said we were medayik that a katan, we won't take a mashkin from him if he doesn't give, but lemaisa, we ask him lechatchila to give. He's supposed to give. V'hacha Adama, whereas in our Mishnah, in Halacha Dalid, we're saying ain't tevin, that you're not even tevayah from them, that it means even lechatchila we don't ask them to give. So how do you reconcile the two Mishnahis? So my answer is Hacha. So the Gemara answers, "Kam kishevi shteisaris, kam shalevi shteisaris." Like we said yesterday, that which we ask a person to give, that is a katan, means he's a katan as far as shkolim is concerned, meaning he's under 20, which is the age of to be chayav in shkolim. But he's already bar mitzvah; he already has shteisaris. So if that's the case, that's when we ask him to give, but we're not going to take a mashkin from him. Our Mishnah, which we're medayik, that you don't even ask him to give; only once he gives, we accept from him. That's talking about one that's loyev yishtisaris, he's not even bar mitzvah. So that kid, or whoever's giving on behalf of that kid, the father who's giving on behalf of that kid, we won't even ask him to give. Just if he gives, we accept. The next thing the Mishnah says is, anochri v'akusi, if a goy or a kusi gives shkalim, we don't accept it from them. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe says, tipater kemanda amakusi kenochri. We have a machlokes all over if Kusim, if they're Gerus, they were, there was a story in Tanakh that there was lions that were attacking them, and therefore they were Megayer in order to be saved from the lions. So the question is, was there Gerus ever a legitimate Gerus, or were they never really sincerely meant to become Gerim, and their Gerus was not legitimate? So the machloek is all over Shas if Gerim are Kusim are Geri Emes, or they're Geri Arois, and their Gerus is not a real Gerus. So our Mishnah that says that we don't accept Shkolim from them, and Huadin, we don't accept any Karbonus Chayva, like the Mishnah continues from them, Kinizavim, Kinizavis, Kiniyoldis, Chatois Hashem, is we don't accept all these things from Kusim, must be that our Mishnah, the Tanab, our Mishnah holds, that Kusim are just like Goyim, their Gerus was never a real Gerus, and that's why we don't accept any of these things from them. This Balgum, because we have a Machlekes in general, Kusi cannot be different Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a Kusi is just like a Goy, his Gerus was not a good Gerus. Shemgumi says, no, Kusi ki Yisrael, l'chol davar, that a Kusi has a halacha like a Yisrael. Amar Reb Lozer says, Masnisin benachrim, habekusi loy. That which the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah said two halachas, like we just mentioned, that a kusi and a goy cannot give shkolim, and also we don't accept from them karbanas chayva. So Rabbi Lazar wants to split the Mishnah and say that the ratio of the Mishnah that says you don't accept shkolim is going on both, like the Mishnah says beferish. But that which it says ein mekavim miyadam kinizavin, etc., that is only going on a goy, but a kusi we will accept karbanas from. Meaning, according to this Manda Omar, a Kusi is really a Yid, and we could accept Karbanos Chayva from them. There's a special din that they were excluded from Shkolim. But Karbanos Chayva they could bring. Whereas a real guy, you can't bring not Shkolim nor Karbanos Chayva. V'tani Kein, and that would fit with the Mishnah, with the Braisa that says, Adam, this is the beginning of Parshat Vayikra, it says, Adam ki Yakar Mikaelim Karban Hashem, so we darsh an Adam, the rabbis is Agirim. The fact that it says the Lashon of Adam, that comes to say not only are Yidin able to bring Karbanos Agirim as well, Mikem, from amongst you, it's Mashra, from amongst you, the Mem is always a Mid, some of you, not all of you, Laitzias Amumrim, that excludes a Yid who's a Mumr, someone who went off the Derech, we will not accept the Karban from him. But Gerim are included, and since Kusim are Gerim, like this Shita, so therefore they could bring Karbanos Chayva. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Polig al Reb Lozer. Our Mishnah seems to disagree with Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says that Kusim are Yidin, and therefore they may bring Karbanos Chayva. Our Mishnah says, Ein mekabel miyadam, we don't accept from their hands. Kine zavim, zavis, kine yaldis, v'chulu, right? V'chi, yesh kine zavim, v'zavis, v'nachrim. Now who's bringing this kine zavim over here? Miyadam is going on one of two. It's either going on the guy, or it's going on the kusi, or both. Now, goyim, what do they know from zivus and zavim zavis? They don't count these things when they have these emissions. It doesn't mean anything to them because they don't keep halacha. So they're not keeping chesed that they're zavim in the first place. To, when they become tar from their zivu, that they should take karbonis for that. So the chiyeh. Goy midar abonim, they were misakin that a guy has the status of a tumazav all the time. But then it wouldn't be. But that's a kumad abonim. There wouldn't be a carbon for that. A and B, it's a perpetual tumaziva. They would never get out of it.
Right. So it's more than that. They had to keep them trapped.
No. Because you would still say, but midar. That's all midar abonim. Midar raisa. Theoretically, if they would keep track, maybe if they would have real rias, theoretically, you could say that maybe we should accept a carbon for the tumah deraisa.
But it doesn't cause tumah.
Right, but that's why.
Yeah, but physical
phenomena. Oh, I thought you meant the other way. I mean, they don't have a tumah deraisa, right? So there's no point in bringing the garment.
Right.
Anachnami, yeah, anachnami, right? So v'chi yesh kini zavim zavis ben nachrim, that we have to say that we don't accept it from them. The whole thing's not shaykh by them. Ella must be that we're talking about kusim. So if that's the case, it's a raya keneged Reb Lozer, because Reb Lozer said that Kusim could bring Karbanos Chayva Adarav. The only way the Mishnah makes sense, the say for the Mishnah, is that it's talking about Dafka Kusim. And if that's the case, it's a raya that even Kusim we don't accept Karbanos Chayva from. Fakti Gemara, if that's the case, El Reisha Ben Nachrim is Sefer B'Kusim, are you going to say that the Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about Nachrim and the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about Kusim? Meaning to say, Bishnam, like Reb Lozer, the Reisha of the Mishnah mentioned both, Nachrim and kusim, but nakrim was mentioned first. So there, the ikkah, the kusim, which is said afterwards, like it's kind of like the tafel. So if the save in the mission would only be going on nakrim, which is the ikkah, that wouldn't be shver. But now, if we're saying the mission the opposite way, the ration of the mission was talking about nakrim and kusim, and the save in the mission is only talking about kusim, that's shver, because the nakrim was mentioned first, that kilu there the ikkah. So are you going to say that the ration of the mission is talking about in both kusim and nakrim, and now the save is only talking about kusim? So says the Gemara, yes, Kenu, that's the way it's taki. You have to be machal the mission like that. Reisha benachrim, v'seifa bekusim. On Rabbi Yechanan. Says Rabbi Yechanan. So now the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah says, we don't accept all these chayvus, shkolim, and all these chayvus from Goyim. And then they brought a klaus. There are klaus kosher nida v'nida of mekabim yodim. Anything that's nida v'nida of you accept from them. However, kosher in the nida v'nida of anything that's not a nida of it's a choiv, a mekabim yodim. Then the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, v'chem before shayid Ezra, like the psukim say in Ezra, shenem alei lachem v'alnu liv meis beis alekenu, that it's not for Goyim to help us build the beis hamikdash. Which tells us that not only can they not give chayvus, they can't even be menadiv to the Beis HaMikdash. So, how do you reconcile b'chlal these two concepts? Are they allowed to be menadiv, or are they not allowed to be menadiv? The teretz is very simple. Karbonis, kedushas mizbeach, they could be menadiv, they just can't bring chayvus. Masha engin to bear the gabay is, that's what we said, leilachem v'lono, that they can't even be menadiv. But in this second thing, that they can't be menadiv for Beis HaLakenu, so now the Gemara is going to have a machlekes. What's that referring to? At what point in time are they not? At what point in time and what are they not allowed to be menadiv to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Beis Hamikdash? So Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Betchila in the beginning when they were building the Beis Hamikdash and they were collecting to build the Beis Hamikdash, in a kav mehem." So that's where the pasuk in Ezra says, "Leilachem v'leilanu v'lanu liv nais beis lekenu," that we don't accept any nedavas from goyim. Loi davar mesuyim, whether it's something that's a davar mesuyim, it's something that's recognizable. They donated a specific item that's going to get built in, and everybody's going to know that this is the thing that the guy donated. Loi davar mesuyim, or it's something that's not mesuyim. It's a piece of wood or a piece of material or money. So there's nothing that you're going to ever be able to point to and say this came from the dove of the guy. Afa became, we don't accept from them. However, besayif. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, and now we're just collecting for Bedek Abayis, just for the upkeep, so then, Mekabu Meim Davar Sheinu Mesuyim, so as long as it's a Davar Sheinu Mesuyim, we will accept from them. They Mekabu Meim Davar Mesuyim, only a Davar Mesuyim, then we're not going to accept from them. Because so even if they donated one specific item to replace something that needed to be fixed, and now everybody's going to look at it and see, this is the thing that the guy donated, that we won't accept from them. But a Davar Mesuyim, we will accept from them. Rishon Malakish disagrees. He says, whether it's originally when they built the Beis HaMikdash, or even later on that they're just collecting for Bedek HaBayis, either way, we don't accept from them, across the board, whether it's Mesuyim or even if it's Ein Mesuyim.
I guess to be an old Paskin like that, because a lot of shuls have collections from savory characters.
So this is a really a big shmuz in halacha. I'm not saying hashkafa wise it's a good thing or not, but in general, when hektish of the Beis HaMikdash is a lot higher level than hektish of other things, of even of yeshivas, bate knesiyos, and even mechazik aniyim. In many ways, it doesn't have the status of hektish, but it's not so posh. You're right. It's something that's discussed a lot in the poskim about it. What yes, what not? But it's definitely not the same level as the Beis HaMikdash. That's clear.
Wasn't the second Beis HaMikdash mostly built by?
No, fresh day, sir. I knew you were going to go there.
The second Beis HaMikdash was
completely built by
them. No,
a lot of
it. It was built by Rishus the Goyim, but the money, that's what Ezra was saying. So the Sharnik, that was donated much later on. It wasn't built initially like that.
Yeah, but it's Davar Mesuyim.
Right, it's a Davar Mesuyim. Yeah. I don't know.
So with the door, is that Hiram, like the doors that
But that's what he's asking from. Yeah. So, frag the Gemara, Masnis and Palagar Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah should L'chayr be Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Because there's a brisa that says, E mekabel mehem hektish unedovel lebedek abayis. So it says that you don't accept from them hekdesh or nedavah lebedek abayis, and the Gemara is assuming that's across the board, no matter what, whether it's mitchila, whether it's besayif, whether it's muslim, or whether it's ain muslim, which is a kasha or biyechanim, because you could accept from them at least a davar she'ain muslim once it's besayif. So the Gemara says pasul bein mitchila bein besayif. If you want, you can explain the brayse that's talking about whether it's mitchila, whether it's besayif, uvadavar muslim, but it's referring to a davar muslim, so that you can never accept from them. But anachanami, if it's ainim mesuyim and it's besayif, you could accept from them. And there's another gears over here which we don't seem to have. The girl adds in, or you could say that we're talking about besayif and it's talking about a davar mesuyim, and that's why you don't accept it from them. Sorry, it's talking about betchila, and so then you don't accept them whether it's mesuyim or whether it's ainim mesuyim. So then that was the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Malka Shama Beim Metchila Beim Mesayif Ei Makalam Beim. You never accept from them. Not Metchila, not Mesayif. Loi Davar Mesuyim. Loi Davar Sheinim Mesuyim. Whether it's Davar Mesuyim and whether it's Davar Sheinim Mesuyim. So now, Frakti Gemara Masis and Palaga Rabbi Shimon Malkish. We have a different Mishnah that seems to be a Kash and Rish Lakish. The Tani, because the Mishnah says it's a Mishnah in Erechin. Hakol Shavim. Everybody agrees. Shehein Noidrim Vinidar. I mean, the beginning of the Mishnah starts off, there's a machlekes tanoim if a guy has an erech, because an erech is a terah set value, so maybe that's dafka for a yid and not for a guy. However, the Mishnah continues, everybody agrees, Shehein Noidrim, that they can make regular Nidarim, assuming now Nidarim to the base Amikdash Shabedek Abayis, Vinidarim, others can make a nether on them, their value, their market value, which a guy could have. So we see that a guy could donate. So Rabbi Yochanan will answer, we're talking about a davar shenem mesuyim, and it's talking about besayif. But according to Reish Lakish, that everything's across the board, so how could goyim be neither? Pasat law, so and for the Gemara, Reish Lakish will touch up the Mishnah that when it says that a guy could donate, it means oila, it means karbonis. It doesn't mean tevedek abayis. He could be neither a karbon oila. So it says the Gemara, if you wanted to say that this Mishnah is referring to Karbonis, so Nicha Nidrim, so then I understand the Mishnah means Nidrim, that they can make Nidarim. Nidarim, Nidrim Ayla. Nidarim Ayla, what does it mean Nidarim Ayla? Because if Nidrim means Ayla, so then Nidarim would also mean Ayla. So what does it mean others can make a nether on them that they should have to bring an Ayla? What does that mean? Ella must be, so the Gemara answers, the case must be, Kisha Amri Yisrael Harayalai Ayla. A Jew said, I'm going to donate an oil to the Beis HaMikdash. The Shaman Nachri, a guy overheard the Jews saying that. Me too. Whatever he said, I want to do as well. So that's why it's called neder. I mean, because even though it's the guy's neder, but it's a neder that was made by grabbing onto being part of someone else's neder. So it's called neder, but both neder and nidarim are referring to oilis. But anachanami, if they want to give money to the Beis HaKabayis, that they, according to Reish Lakish, they may not do. Then the Mishnah over there says that when a guy brings karbonis, ena maybe imo nesachim. So if the guy did bring nesachim, that's the way the mefarshim explain. So what would happen then? Loyla kli sharis. So we would have a halacha like moisa nesachim when there's extra nesachim, which we're going to learn later on that the extra nesachim they would sell them off and they would use the money to purchase kli sharis. So if that's the case, like the klisharis, and don't they go to purchase klisharis? Nimsa maybe davar mesuyim. So then, the guys bring the davar mesuyim. The tiklin chadatin, based on the gra, has a different gears of davar sheinim mesuyim. So it's a kasha at least on Reish Lakish that we're having klisharis money coming from goyim. So hasten Rabbi Yosi bar Rabun answered, "Vatanin, I'll prove you that we have a similar kasha because the mission we just." Quoted before, it says Nerochim v'Archim Leilu Berak Abayis Inun. When they give their Eruch, doesn't that money also go to the Berak Abayis? So how is Reish Lakish going to answer that? Heich Mada Almer Taman. So the same way that you're going to answer over there, the Shemaimu Miskavin Umaleim Heimboim. Teretz is when a guy gives an Eruch, he's not giving a donation, saying I'm donating this to Berak Abayis. He's being makadosh his value. that which it goes to Bedek Abayis is Me'aleh Yemein Bayin LeBedek Abayis. That happens automatically, Me'aleh. But since that wasn't his Iker Kavanah, that's not a problem of a guy donating to Bedek Abayis. So the same way that you're going to answer that over there by Erechin, Kachat Amar Hachas, so you'll answer the same thing over here with the Moser of his Nesachim that's going to end up becoming for Kli Sharis, L'Shamayim Uchadim, because when he would donate it in Nesachim, he did it L'Shamayim. He thought that the Nesachim are going to be brought as Karbanis, they're going to be brought on the Mizbeach. That which we sell it and would use the money to purchase Kli Sharis, Me'aleh Me'im Bayim, that happens Me'mela, L'Bedek Abayis, and therefore, or L'Kli Sharis, the other gear says, and therefore it's not a problem of a guy donating to Bedek Abayis. So the girl takes out the next three words, and he says, Rav Shimon ben Lakish pasala, Rav Shimon ben Lakish gets his shita. How do you know that a guy can't donate across the board? Not betchila, not besoif, not mesuim, not ainim mesuim, because it says, "Lo'ilachem l'lanu l'nisus space l'kenu." He learns a pasuk straight. Kipshutai, we don't use any money for bedek abayis for goyim. A goy has no chelik in binyan beis hamikdash. Reb Chizki Amar Reb Simon Shaul. Reb Chizki has said that Reb Simon asked.
Is a goy doing shlagish if he brings a carbon and they're left over in the sachem? It can be used for mishlagish.
Right, because that's called memela.
So the answer
first, right? That's the answer. Me'aleh Me'im Bayim. Reb Chizkiya Amar Reb Simon Shaul Me'ata. If that's the case, if you're learning out of the psukim from Leilachem V'lanu Livnei's Beis Alekenu that they cannot donate anything to the Beis Hamikdash, so if that's the case, so then we should continue and say Eimekavu Mehem La'amas Amayim. You can't except money from going either to fix up the infrastructure of Yerushalayim, to fix up the Amas Hamayim, Chayim Seir, the walls of the city, Migdol Yisrael, Al Shem, because it says V'lochem in Chelik. This is a pasuk over there in Nehemiah. The pasuk says V'lochem in Chelik Utzdak of Zikaron Yerushalayim. We have no Chelik in Yerushalayim whatsoever. So not only should we not take money from a guy for the Beis Hamikdash, we shouldn't take for Yerushalayim as well. That was his shaila. Do we say that do we say that too? Same way that we say Lelachem v'lonon v'viz Beis Alekenu, according to Reish Lakish, or maybe not. And the Gemara is not pleasure, it leaves the shaila hanging. So now the next part of the Mishnah said, Machlokes Reb Meir and Tanakama, about the nature of a cowboy, and this extra money that they give as a service charge. So the Gemara, you have to play around with the Gersois over here a little bit. It reads very choppy. But the Gemara asks, the way the Goyin is Gers, my time at the Reb Meir, what's the shot in Reb Meir? Why does Reb Meir say that you have to give two cowboys? Because so the Gemara says, because Saiba Reb Meir, Hashekel Shikloi Shalem, that somebody who pays a regular shekel, even if he's not a full shekel instead of a half a shekel, Shuchai B'Shnei Kabanis, he has to pay two Kabanis, one for the exchange fee, and one, like we'll see in a moment. The Amar Meir, because Remeir says, Kishem Sheshikloi Taira, the same way that the Chiv Midarais is to pay a shekel, so too there's a chiv to pay a kalban midaraisa. I mean, Remeir says that the kalban is not just a service charge that they added on that was chazal were misakin and only when necessary, only when you weren't giving exact change. No, he learns from psukim, like we're going to see soon, that there's a chiv to give the kalban. If that's the case, so everybody has to give a kalban, even if you're giving exact change. So when you don't give exact change, so now you're going to have to give two kalbanis, one for the ikar chiv and one for the service charge. The Tanu Meir, because Meir has a brisa that the brisa says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe when he said that over the parasha of Shkolim in the beginning of Kisisa to Moshe Rabbeinu, he showed Moshe a matbeya shel eish, took it out kaviyachol from under the kisei HaKadosh, rolled the Moshe and showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'amalei zayidnu, because zayidnu, it has to be like this. It means it can't be any less than this. And therefore, they use a kavan to make sure that the shekel is full, that there's nothing missing from it. And if that's the case, it's that the first kavan is me'ikar adin, and it has to be given no matter what. Then the Mishnah says, Nasan Sela, a person who gave a full Sela, lito shekel, to take a shekel change, chayu shnei gabonis. So he has to pay two gabonis. So why is he paying two gabonis? So Amar Rabbi Elazar de Remeiri, that this is going like the sheet of Remeir. Meaning, one kalban you will have to pay even if you were giving exact change, like we just said. The second kalban you're paying because you didn't give exact change. But according to the Chachamim, in this case, just like a person who didn't give exact change, let's say two dinarim, and he would have to pay a service charge. So if a guy gets too much also, he gave a full seller and is getting a half a seller back, he would only pay one service charge, and he would only have to pay one kalban, not two kalbanis. Right, so then, again, the guy changes the gersois over here, and just skips out the next line and a half, and just says echad shekel shuunaitu, and one for the shekel that he's paying, which is the chiyuv to pay a kalban, echad shekel shuunaitu, and one because of the change. And then again, you take out the words echad adibrei Torah, because according to this, what we're saying right now, you only have two kalbanis, not three kalbanis total. Omar Rav. Rav says Dibra Kolhi. Rav says that it's according to everybody that you pay two kabbanis in this case. Meaning, even according to Chachamim, who say in the Mishnah that a kabban is just a service charge, no chiyuv me'ikar adin, over here there would be two kabbanis. Because one is for the fact, again, the guy adds in the words echad shekel shu naito. One is for the fact that he gave a shekel, not exact change. Echad shekel shu naito, and one is because he's taking back change, and therefore there's a total of two. Now, according to Rav, that according to Chum you pay two. So then, according to a mayor, damer a mayor echad shekel shu naito, echad shekel shu naito, echad ledivrei Torah. I mean, aldai to the Rav gimel kavanah sinan. So according to a Rav, according to a mayor, there would be three total, because even according to the Chum, there's two, and our mayor holds that there's always one that's Meikar Din, so that would be an additional one, that would be three. So according to that which the Mishnah says two means is a minimum of two that everybody agrees to, and according to our mayor, in that case, that you're giving a full seller, so there would be three. One, because you didn't give exact change. Two, the second one, because you're taking change back. And the third one, because that's the one that our mayor held, the Meikar Din.
Wouldn't it, I'm saying, even if, according to a
marriage,
you still fulfill the zeraisa. The reason for the zeraisa is because the one
you're giving
is not full.
Right.
So,
that's because it might be rubbed off a little bit, or it might not be the exact weight.
And that's but why when you're giving it, you're only getting one change.
So no, but the change we're giving, we're giving change. Let's say you give a dollar, you get 50 cents change. What if those 50 cents were rubbed off? Right, they weren't full. There's still a chiv to give a kalvin.
That's what you're getting back. Okay, then they should give you.
No.
When you're getting back.
No, not the one that you're getting back. The
when you're giving is rubbed off.
The full, if the seller that you give wasn't 100% the full seller, and you got a full shekel back, so
the kalban doesn't make up for that. For
that
loss.
The one, no, but that one kalban that you're giving is the service fee.
Only in one way.
Yeah.
One is the service fee. One is to make up for the one that you gave that is lacking.
So according to the sheet, there's two. You're asking in this case that you're giving three total?
No, why should it be three?
Because this is the chiddush in this part of the Gemara, that there's two service fees over here. There's one service fee.
Well, one service fee should fulfill the deraisa. The reason for the service fee is because I'm giving you something that might be lacking. That's the key of the deraisa to do without.
Right.
Why aren't those things together?
Because there's two service fees over here. One is because you're not giving exact change, and the second one is because they have to give you back change. So it's not to fill up that part that's missing.
The first one, the way you're saying it is to fill up the part that's missing.
Why?
You're giving them a thing that may not be complete.
Not because it's not complete, because you didn't give them exact change, so there's banking fees. I mean, we're splitting the transaction. This is the chiddush of this shita, which is hard to understand. Is normally when you give something and get change, it's one transaction, right? We're looking at it as two transactions. You didn't give exact change, and you're taking back change, so it's two transactions, and you pay like kilu per transaction service fee.
And so it comes out not a according to the mayor,
So that's why you still have to give two in this case.
Why?
According to Rav.
What about the fact that you're showing the?
Because we look at it as two transactions.
Good, but now you're shorting the basic mikdash money. But you didn't account for the missing
fee. We're never chayish for that. No, I mean that we're not right. We're not a half a shekel. If it's called a half a shekel, it's called a half a shekel. We don't care for that. I mean, the same way that a guy who gives a straight half a shekel going to chacham doesn't have to give anything. So of course, so, I mean, they weren't chayish for that little bit.
They're not worried about shorting
right.
The actual money. You know?
Right. Yeah. Also, Rabbi Yirmiyah came. He said, "Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rav, shloisha kabayin esidin on coin to a mayor. What are the three? Echad shekel shu noisen, echad shekel shu noita. One because he gave a shekel not exact change. One for the shekel that he's taken back. Ve'echad the matar, and one that the terror was mechayiv. Then we said, 'Achan ashu tafim, shechayelim bekalim under chayiv, bekalim b'tu amim ayisabeim.' Which what's that talking about? B'shecholku v'chazru v'nishtatu." When they split up the Yerusha, the estate, and then they made a partnership, so then they themselves are paying their own shkolim. If that's the case, they're chayver kabin, but they're pater from Maisa Behema, like any other shutzim who are the Gemara Dashans and Kulman are pater from Maisa Behema. Then the next case of the Mishnah, Shechayav Maisa Behema, that they're chay Maisa Behema, Patum Mekam, they don't have to pay kabin, that's B'shalei Choku, that's before they split up the Yerusha. So at that point in time, they are not paying their own shkolim. The Yerusha is paying the shkolim for them. Therefore, they're pater from a kalbin. But it's not a regular shutzvus. It's an estate, and therefore it's chayv ma'aser behema. Amrav Lazar, ve'ein shechoku gedim keneged tiyoshim, which tiyoshim keneged gedim. That which we say that when they split up and then they repartner, it's called a shutzvus and not tuzas habayis, not an estate. That's only if they don't split it up equal things. So then it's like kilu they bought off of each other. If one takes goats and one takes sheep, different minim, so it's like I bought my chelik of sheep versus your chelik of goats. So it's a mekako memko. So afterwards, if they repartner, it's not going back to the original Yerusha. Avon choku gidim keneged gidim. If they split up goats keneged goats or tiyoshim keneged tiyoshim, and then they decide to repartner, so who chalkem mishal rishonis? So then we look at it according to this first opinion that they're going back to the original two zabayis. So it won't be looked at as a shutzvus. It would look like that you reestablish the estate, and it will have the halachis that it's chayv ma'aser behema. Or Rabbi Yechonon says no. Afilu chalku gedim kineged gedim, butiyashim kineged tiyashim. Even if they split equal materials, I took five sheep, you took five sheep, I took ten goats, you took 10 goats. Nonetheless, now that they repartner, it's as soon as they split, it's like they each one bought the other person's chelik off of, on his half off of him. And now that they're coming back together, it's a new partnership, just like two unrelated people made a partnership. Like the Mishnah says over there, someone who purchased something, or someone who received something as animals as a gift, is potter from giving Maisa Behema.